Welcome to a new series of the CRA podcast titled CRA Tips, a series created for CRA practitioners. We know that managing the Community Reinvestment Act program for your financial institution can be challenging, given the plethora of competing priorities. We know you're busy, so we will keep it tight and to the point. The weekly CRA tips are designed to give you something quick to digest in between our CRA webinars, our newsletters, and blog posts. And for those of you who are new to me, I'm Linda Izuka, your host and founder of CRA Today and the CRA Hub. The CRA Hub is an exclusive membership for bankers to master the Community Reinvestment Act and transform disadvantaged communities through the power of economic development. And if you are joining the podcast for the first time or are new to CRA Today, you'll find that I'm very passionate about this community development work. So now let's get right to it. Enjoy the tip. The next CRA tip. Community development loan mining strategies you don't want to miss. So when you're looking at your loan portfolio for qualified community development loans, it's really essential to have a strategic approach because there's only so many hours in the day, right? So given those limited time and resources, we don't always conduct 100% review. Of course, it'd be nice if we can, and sometimes we can, but oftentimes we can't. So when we can't do 100% review, this is how I recommend that you approach it. You can take a tactical approach, and this will save you time. And if done methodically, you can actually increase your portfolio of community development loans. You can enhance your bank's lending performance. So start with a subset of all of the loans that you've originated for a commercial purpose, and then you can create subsets and then to pull down different segments of those loans to be strategic with your review. So of course you would sort the whole list by dollar amount, because of course, if time is limited, we want to try to find those big loans first. So you would sort your list and then you would sort by a sub list like loans to nonprofit organizations. That's where they can be loans to nonprofit at any dollar amount. So you want to see if there's a community development purpose to a loan that you may have made for a nonprofit organization that may serve low to moderate income individuals. Next, you can look at an SBA 504 loans. Those have an express purpose of economic development, and they retain or create jobs for low to moderate income people. So you would want to look at the SBA 504 programs and review those. Then you also want to look at your renewals and your modifications and those loans that you may have qualified before that are up for renewal to see if they still have a community development purpose and if you can include them. You can also identify those loan officer or system identified loans. My hope is that loan officers will reach out to you and say, hey, I think I have a CRA loan. So a community development loan. And you want to say, oh, tell me more, right? We really want to inspire our loan officers to be our advocates. So definitely look at any of those loans identified by a loan officer or by your system. And then, of course, you can actually geocode your loan list and see which ones are domiciled in a low to moderate income area or a distressed and underserved middle income census tract or redevelopment districts. And then you can look and try to find that community development purpose. So again, start with a large loan, segment your list, be strategic with your review, and good luck identifying community development loans. Until next time, bye for now. Well, I hope this week's CRA tip was helpful and adds value to you and your CRA program. If you want to take a deeper dive into core concepts of the Community Reinvestment Act and connect with your CRA colleagues, you may want to consider joining the CRA Hub. We go live weekly with CRA-specific activities like core content training, Q&A sessions, challenges, guest speakers, and more. Check out cratoday.com/hub to learn more. Until the next CRA podcast episode, take care of you. Bye for now.